It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, man, winter is kind of here, but not really, at least where we are. You can almost see the grass through. We've gotten almost no snow. It gets up in the mid to upper 30s during the day, and it freezes at night, so everything gets a little slippery. And that's where I'm going with this, but I'll tell that story in a minute. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. It's the smokiest show on the airwaves. And we're going to keep it that way.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little smoking. We're going to talk the Full Belly Deli, smoking in the cold. We got some cool food that we like that we're going to try and queue up. How about
right.
that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, since the last time I talked with you, I found out that old men don't bounce. That whole warming and cooling stepped out the day after New Year's Eve. So New Year's Day, God, yeah, it's easy. See, I had trauma. But I stepped out on New Year's Day off my deck at about 9:30 in the morning. Feet went out from under me, lit on my back, and my head hit the step that I had just stepped
nice.
Off of.
Nice.
And I caught most of the brunt of it with my back and shoulders, but got a big old knot on the back of my head. And what's today? You know, I'm 6-7 days out, still got a headache.
Wow.
I know I got a concussion.
Yeah,
I didn't do anything about it.
Probably got a concussion.
Never got sick to my stomach or anything. I don't know what concussion protocol is for a grilling guy. But bottom line is that I'm okay, except I got this little twitch that nobody can see on the radio, so we're good.
And now you got to fix a step.
Right, yeah. No, my head bounced off the step. It was wood. It was the wood deck.
That was helpful.
Yeah, right, it was. And it was only one step down, so yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
That time of year, man.
Right, it was. So just be careful out there because it happened grease lightning quick.
Okay, did you do like a Matrix moment where everything went slow-mo as you're going down?
Nope. It was completely, I didn't have anything in my hands even. I was walking out to the garage, and man, it was like, phew, gone. Just hit, and the dog's licking me on the face, and I'm just laying there like, ooh, this hurts. This is going to hurt. But I actually have not felt too bad other than the headache. So
and
enough
have a,
about
you
that.
You have a hot tub, so that
right, yeah,
helps.
I got right in. You're right, I did, and I spent several times in there because that helps. It does, but anyway.
Yeah, I did that last year, and I'm always kind of in the go fast mode when I'm working around the house.
Sure.
And went outside with some garbage and keep the dumpsters on the side of the garage, and just took a step over on that slick snow covered ice.
Yep.
Didn't see the ice, and. Next thing you know, I'm looking up, and it was a Matrix moment because I saw my feet higher than my head, and I thought, this looks vaguely familiar. Bang.
Yeah.
And my head hit, and I'll tell you what, there's a sensation that goes through your body when that happens.
Right, yeah.
That you folks in Florida don't have to put up with.
Right.
Texas.
Yeah.
We don't
All
hate you, but
places.
We kind of envy you sometimes.
Right.
This
yeah.
time of year.
Exactly. So this past weekend, we decided to fight some COVID. And so what we did is an old friend of ours on the show, White Flame Brewery in Hudsonville,
yep.
El Flamo Banco, we went out there and they have little 6x6 wood huts, kind of look like deer blinds.
Nice.
Except they've got four chairs in them and a table that's about a foot wide and about 3.5 foot long in between them. And you rent one of these things from them. And then for $5 more, you can rent a heater. And we were out there. It was cold, you know, it was at night, and we rented it for a couple hours. It's $10 an hour, which
so
I thought was a great
So do you reserve
deal.
It?
Yeah, we did.
And
yep.
they put the heater in before you get
no,
there?
No, no, because the guys that were ahead of us didn't need a heater, I guess. So when we got in there, we just brought one with us that we rented inside for $5. So for 2 hours, $25, you got a hut. They waited on you just like you were in a restaurant. And it's just funny, the hypocrisy of all of this, because when the guys before us left... it was like 2 minutes. They went in and wiped down the table and sprayed down the chairs. Well, you're in a 6x6 box with four people talking loud, and who knows what you spit on or what you touch, but they only cleaned the table. And I'm not finding fault, but that's okay in our society is to put you inside a 6x6 box where four other strangers have been just 5 minutes ago, and we spent 2 hours in there, and there were people to wait when we got out.
There's a simple answer for that, Randy.
Yeah.
Just understand. Drive to Indiana.
Right, exactly.
Because there's no COVID down there.
Right.
But you can do what you want.
Yeah. Interesting. But, you know, a great time. Hats off to the people at White Flame. Because we had a great time. The service was excellent.
Blanco.
Right. The food was great. The service was great. The beer was awesome.
Well, that's a good story.
Yeah, if you got a chance to go out there, do it. But there's a lot of other places, breweries and the like, that have these little huts. And take advantage of it. These people need our help. And we were happy to go out there and, you know, have dinner and kind of live again with another couple. So it was good. It was good stuff. And I feel fine, other than my headache.
Was one of the guys named Stan?
But no, it wasn't. No, it was another couple. Stan was out of town. But anyway, so all good. All good stuff. But just, you know, be safe. But get out there and support these people, man. You want them there when this whole thing blows over. So we got to help them.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, according to our incoming president, it's not going to. It's going to be a dark winter. So
right.
And yep. better get some lights.
Yeah. There were lights in it. Yep. And a fan.
We got the stupid election out of the way, and unfortunately, it ended up the way it did. But the good news is, I think, at least for me, I can just put politics aside now.
Right. Well, it is what it is.
Lick my wounds and just go back into the bunker.
So now let's just pray for their wisdom and the guidance that. We need so that we can just move on and get through this thing and everything will be hopefully okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But crazy thing that happened at the Capitol this week, but all part of this process, I think, and that's behind us. Terrible. Some people had to pass away as part of that. But
we did lose an Air Force veteran of 14 years.
Yeah, right.
I didn't write his name down, unfortunately, but that was tragic. And she was absolutely harmless.
Right. But these things happen when these, you know, she chose to be there. And I'm not finding fault with anybody, but you know what? I didn't go and I didn't get.
I chose to be there, but I couldn't get out of work.
Yep, exactly.
Now I'm glad I didn't go.
Yeah.
Because it was a bad outcome for me.
Yeah.
So it would have been 3 days of crying all the way home.
Right. The on a much lighter note, all puns intended. Starting to back off on the booze, back off on the heavy food from the holidays, and try to lose some of that COVID-20.
By going to a brewery.
Right. Well, yeah. But I was drinking light beer, man.
Oh.
Yeah, and I had a salad.
Oh,
all right?
He brought his lawyer.
Right, yeah.
Salad. No but travelers
anyway.
Either.
Right. No, none at all. None at all.
But, yeah, well, I'm doing the same thing. I decided it's time just to focus on the family. Yep. And got a lot to be thankful for. Relationships, and I have a wonderful wife. She needs attention. She needs me not to be drilling down on politics.
Right.
It drives her nuts.
Sure.
And faith. I think it's easy to lose track of what's really important, and I'm going to focus 2021 on that. And I'm absolutely taking a break from alcohol.
Yeah?
Yep.
How long is that break? I just need to know.
I don't know. It's been a couple weeks now already. And I found that it was too much of a habit.
Yeah.
You know, it's just too easy.
Right.
And we promote a lot of it here on the show. Everything has to be everything. Well, I think I can lose some weight.
Sure.
I can think more clearly.
Yep.
I can wake up more rested and just take a break for a while.
Everything in moderation is the rule I live by. And there are times when you don't do that.
Yep.
But most of the time,
like,
you know,
deer camp.
Right. Exactly. There's instances. Right. And even New Year's Eve, there was, you know, I might have had three cocktails from 6 till midnight watching that thing happen. And the people we had over left at like 10:30 because they were like, I've had enough. I probably made a nightcap.
Ball's going to drop. It'll be the next year.
Right. Yeah. All
what
that
difference
stuff.
Does it
and,
make?
And I did. You know what? And speaking of bouncing back off your back or whatever it may be, I just don't bounce back that good anymore. You know, you tie one on, and it's a couple days before I start feeling better, and it's like, this isn't worth it for me. But you know what? It sounds like we're getting old, Bob. And
can't help it. It's
right.
A good thing.
Right.
Some
maybe
people don't get the chance.
Maybe it is. So coming up next, we're going to talk about maybe some ribeyes. I've got a smoked pastrami brisket I want to cover, whether it's in the cold. Bob is going to bring back the chimichurri recipe. We've covered that a couple times, but it's worth it again. So you don't want to miss it. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And it's the winter show. What we mean by that is there some tips and techniques that you might want to do if you're out grilling in the cold, or especially smoking in the cold. That's more impactful, the weather is, than the grilling. But doesn't mean you can't do it. And if you've put your smoker or your grill away, we're clipping your man card, because this is a great time of year to get out and enjoy some time outside in that fresh air. But anyway, I'm Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Well, as you say that, thanks, Jop, and welcome back. As you say that, I'm reminded that I still have a heavy wish on my wish list, and I do want one of those Texas smokers that Garrett sells, the stainless insulated electric ones.
Uh-huh.
Because there are times, and this is that time of year when an insulated smoker is everything.
Makes a big difference.
Thing, yeah, it's 300 grade stainless. You set the thermostat for whatever temperature you want. You put some sawdust or wood chips or whatever you want to smoke in, and you just, you know, tell Siri to remind you to wake up from your nap. Check it.
Yeah, it's kind of automatic with the electric, because that rheostat in there will adjust the temperature and keep it consistent. And it's just, you don't have to add more fuel. It just adds more electricity, right, to heat it back up. And
right.
And that's similar to a pellet grill. But generally, pellet grills aren't insulated.
No.
And so it's tougher to keep a consistent temperature. But the key to this smoking box is that it's insulated.
And there's very little cleaning. You just clean out the little pan.
Right.
Whereas with pellet grill, as you know, you got to take that thing apart and clean it, or you're going to have trouble.
Right. And the shop vac works really well, because you get this really fine dust, but you get a lot of it. If you've got one, you know exactly what we're talking about. But
I keep scratching my eyebrow. Can you see the stitches?
You look
still
a lot better than you
Thank
did the
you.
Last time.
Thank
you had a black eye and looked like you got a little too close to Maureen's cross.
You've got to pay attention to sunscreen. We didn't have it in the 70s out in the South Pacific. And I'm afraid the Howley Boy was red like lobster too many times.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Thinking of the smoker and the stainless, you know, it does go against my purest charcoal tradition. But if you look at all these great smokehouses, they very often will have a Southern Pride in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, insulated stainless. They throw one log in and they turn the gas on. It's exactly the same thing.
Right.
And nobody ever takes a shot at a Southern Pride. So
If
you go down to Garrett's and get one of these Texicans, or I don't know what they call it, but they're beautiful. They're $300 or $800 bucks, depending on which size you get. They're made in Texas, made in America.
Right. Those Southern Pride are, you put a stick in there for the smoke,
yep.
and you're getting your heat from propane or natural gas,
and
whichever it is.
And he means a log when he says stick. They're
right.
They're kind of a stick burner. The cheating. I did use one out in Boston when I cooked for the boys out there once, and this guy leased us a very big Southern Pride on a trailer, and I fed about 200 people and was ribs and butts and briskets, and that thing was so sweet. You just literally throw a log in, set your temperature, let it go. Rotisserie goes. It's that easy.
Right.
And I might have one of those someday. I kind of got my eye on them.
Well, you had one on a trailer that was...
But that wasn't insulated, and
right.
it was all charcoal, and you got to get up in the night, and
yep.
I want something easy. I don't want to...
he is getting old.
I don't
I'm just telling you right now. This is
well, you know what? When you have to do these events, and you're doing the barbecue...
Right.
You're up all night.
You are.
And that's
absolutely.
Hard.
Yeah.
Then your next day sucks.
Yeah. So our friends at Chase Creek Smokehouse, they've got gas units up there that they throw a log in.
Yep.
Yep. And if you've not been up there, they're north of Grand Rapids, Michigan, about 90 miles, 80 miles maybe. US 10 is a crossroad. Go to the west about 4 or 5 miles, and you find a little Burg of Chase, and in there. The biggest building in Chase is the Chase Creek Smokehouse.
Yeah, probably the biggest smokehouse in Michigan, honestly.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Really nice.
And they're sponsors, and we, of course, love them because they helped us with GI Barbecue and so many other things. But they just know how to make good food. And they do use a couple Southern Prides in the back. They
right.
can feed an army in there. And what I learned from Pat is for their grilled ribeyes, and this is what I want to talk about, it's ribeyes, because I think it's my favorite cut of meat. You asked me on the break, and I'd have to say it's my favorite cut.
It's very well
it's
marbled,
beautiful.
and it's just a wonderful flavor profile.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I agree with you. Whether it's a standing rib roast or just a steak.
And who doesn't like prime rib?
Right, right, exactly.
If it's done right. And so what he does is he'll take a whole loin, bone in, and he'll smoke it to 110
internal temperature.
Yep, and then he'll cool it off, wrap it, and put it in the refrigerator. When you order a grilled prime rib.
Or grilled ribeye.
I'm sorry, grilled ribeye. They're going to pull that out, and they're going to slice off one steak, which is already up to 110, so you only have to grill it for 10 minutes.
Right.
Which is great for a restaurant because... who wants to sit out there and wait 25, 35 minutes for a steak?
Well, and the better part of that is that there's a smoke profile on it.
Exactly.
Too.
It's fantastic.
Right.
And it's just a great method. And you can do it at home as well. And if you want to take your ribs off and smoke just the loin, you can do that. It's kind of what I like to do because I love eating those ribs on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Or do it intact. But either way, you could do the same thing at your house. Smoke up a small section and cool it off, and then serve your steaks when your guests get there.
Right.
And just grill them. And I'll tell you what, that smoke profile, the sensation of grilling a gorgeous piece of meat, and then, of course, the nice grill marks and the caramelization that happens when you touch that baby to 500 degrees.
Right. You know, the other thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. The thing I don't want to miss here is that by removing the bones, you said you love to smoke the bones. If you don't remove them, you're only going to get it done on one side, and it's going to be raw on the other.
You're not going to get smoke in that other part.
So you want to, and I agree with Bob. These are a wonderful little. I call that that's bench meat. What I mean is those don't ever make it to the table, right?
Right.
The guy that's cooking gets
right.
to eat those.
Right.
And you pull those off of the roast and just smoke them separate. They're in the smoker with the roast,
yep.
but just smoke them separate. And then, you know what, cut them into individual bones. And, ooh, man, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. That's great flavor between there. So
And the ribeye is just such a beautiful piece of meat. This time of year, though, you can get those Alberta clippers coming through.
Sure.
And we're not there yet, but a couple more weeks, and we're going to start hearing the news, the weatherman talking about the Alberta clipper. I mean, traditionally we get them. I don't know if we will this year. It's a little milder, but I'm sure Mother Nature...
This is the calm before the storm,
yeah,
literally.
Yeah, I think Mother Nature has something up her sleeve, and you can plan on getting those 10 below days. And I guess I would encourage you to look at ways to weatherproof your grilling area.
Right.
And there's a cool company that I saw online that sells these It looks kind of like an umbrella, but it's square, and then it has this Bowflex system that pops out the center like your deer blind does with the new spring-loaded deer blinds, and tents are that way now.
Right.
And it's just a 4x4. It's like an 8x8 panel with four sides, and you just literally pull on the center. You unfold it, you pull on the center, and then find a way to prop it up against
the wind. So it's a windbreak.
And then it points. It's got a pointy side to it, obviously.
Right.
You put that to the wind. Otherwise, it's going to be a parachute.
Yeah,
it's
like a sail.
Right.
Exactly.
But that's a wonderful way to deflect that cold wind and help out your grilling time and maybe make it a little nicer to stand there while you're grilling.
Right. Coming up next, we're still going to continue smoking in the cold. We hope you're warm and toasty where you are, and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, this is Jeff from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grilling Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grilling Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. It is the Grilling Guys, and we're talking about working your equipment, that is your grills and smokers, in the winter, and what you need to do, and some tips and techniques maybe so that you get continue to have success and create that grill envy in your backyard. And we talked a little bit about a wind block in the last segment. I think that Bob talked about one you could find online that you can buy. If you just need something, get behind a fence, do something. I am due, if we ever get ice, to help one of our friends, Chaz Thompson, with a hot dog roast. And we go out on a lake, and he brings a bunch of Boy Scouts out, and we do that. And for the last 3 years...
Use them for bait?
Right. The last 3 years, I've grilled inside of a tent. But it's a big enough tent, and I'm only grilling hot dogs, so I'm not creating a ton of smoke, right? But the difference that makes being out of that wind, you know, when you're on a lake,
huge.
It's always windy, and it just, I even took the Tech out there, which is an infrared grill, which is the hottest grill made to man almost. Yep. And man, if you didn't have that tent, it was just sucking the heat out of that grill. You could hardly get a hot dog hot, you know, and that you put it inside that tent, it's just a huge, huge difference. But what I will tell you, this is where I'm going, is make sure that the wind block is up sturdy. Because I was inside that tent, big stiff wind comes by, blows the tent into the table that my grill is sitting on. It slides on the ice and then catches on something, and the grill tipped right to me. I happened to be standing there, and I caught it before it hit the ground, but I lost all the hot dogs off the grill. Because, I mean, it happened instantly. And so, you know.
Well, 5 second rule would apply for those hot dogs.
Yeah,
it's just on ice.
They were, but they weren't, because it was so slippery. There was no snow on the ice that day that we put down wood shavings so that you could get grill.
So you didn't smoked
fall,
them. So
right?
You smoked
yeah,
them.
Yeah, right. But anyway, so long story. But yeah, just anchor that windbreak somehow, a piece of fence or something, because it'll get you. But.
Yeah, well, welcome back. And don't forget to check us out on our website. It's thegrillingguys.com. After the fiasco politically last week, I deleted my Facebook account permanently, and I am not going to support them because they've pulled down the Commander-in-Chief's page, and so did Twitter. So I'm getting rid of both of them. You might find me on Parler or some of these alternative free speech platforms, but I can't live with censorship. This country has never really had that, and I'm not going to let some alien from Silicon Valley do it to me. So yep. You won't be seeing me post. Jop, you're welcome to, of course, still post on the Facebook page from yep. the Grilling Guys, but I'm out. Anyway, you can also, if you want, check out lots of other YouTube pages. We don't really do much with YouTube, and it's probably because we're not 25 and handsome. Maybe right. we don't show up on the camera so well.
But, well, there's always the wide-angle lens, you know, to take care of us. So that's cool.
So back to smoking in the cold and grilling in the cold. Jop was talking about wind blocks. Also, I use sometimes, I have a couple little canopies. One of them got trashed when we did an event. The high winds came up. Another one got trashed at deer camp, and I left it there. But we still have our real nice Grilling Guys sure, canopy. Yep. But if you do that, make sure you strap that baby down to your grill
once again,
because
yeah.
The winter is really harsh on it. Or maybe you just have a spot in your backyard behind your garage or somewhere where you can let some of your structures help you out.
Yep.
I failed to get my roof up on my deck this summer, but I'm bound and determined to get one. So hopefully next spring, next summer sometime, because yeah. the spring I got to pave my 20-mile driveway. So
priorities.
I won't
right?
be doing yeah, that.
Right.
But thinking about some of the cool things this time of year, it seems like you have a little extra time on your hands, you know, and it's cool to explore. This is a great time to start experimenting with things. Matter of fact, I think next week, I think it'd be really cool if we delved into some other foods that weren't maybe grill friendly, but something you could do in your wife's kitchen or your kitchen. Some cool soups. I saw a friend of mine post an Italian wedding soup mm-hmm. recipe, and I love that stuff. I don't know if you've ever had it or
I
not.
I have. I can't recall. It's been a long time, but I know I've had it. But what it's made of, but
yeah, it's got little Italian meatballs and these crazy little pasta things, and it's really. But things like that, I think in the winter you can experiment with your stews and your chilies and different soups.
Yeah, we didn't have our chili cook-off this year, thank you, COVID. But it doesn't mean you can't make it, right? And we smoked the meat and the vegetables before we put it in the chili. You could do that,
right?
And that makes a great flavor profile. For chili, if you use, and here again, we were using sirloin when we did that.
Right.
Right. And, but let's get back to this cold because I want a cold weather grilling and smoking.
Yeah, and staying inside.
A couple more things.
Because I had this fellow that I met out east. He was actually from Portland, but I met him at a trade show. And he was from Argentina, I believe. And he was really big on chimichurri. And he piqued my interest, and so I went home and I made a batch of it, and I fell in love with it. And it's basically a brine and then a topping. So if you make enough of this, you put some aside like you do with any marinade. But it's basically, of course, water, salt. You put red pepper. Red or white wine vinegar in it, and then you chop up a bunch of parsley or cilantro, like a cup of it. And you put some garlic in it and red pepper flakes, olive oil, black pepper, oregano, basil. And you make this wonderful marinade. And I do it with tri-tips. He does it with tri-tips. And that's what made me decide to go on and try it like that. And I got to tell you that when you marinate that tri-tip and then you smoke it or grill it or however you want to do it. And then you save some of that beautiful slushy slurry that is the chimichurri marinade. You save it, and when you slice up that tri-tip and then you lay it down on its side and make a really nice presentation and you ladle on some of that marinade on it with all that cilantro and parsley on it, it's gorgeous. And I got to tell you, the flavor is totally unique.
So a couple things that I hear there is you made enough marinade and you reserved some.
Yes.
You didn't use it as
right.
the marinade.
Of course.
Don't ever do that.
Right.
That's where I'm going is don't ever marinate a piece of meat and then save some of that meat, that marinade
unless
that was on the
unless you're
going
to cook it down, but that's not a good way to
right.
do it.
Yeah, just reserve some in a separate little cup or bowl or whatever. Use what you need to marinate your meat. When you pull the meat out, throw that marinade away.
Yes.
And then use the stuff you reserved on the side.
Absolutely.
For that, because that makes a better
so we have this
belly.
Recipe already posted on thegrillingguys.com, and I would challenge you to try it with a nice tri-tip. There's other pieces you could probably use. I'm thinking of like a chuck roast is wonderful to smoke, and it might be nice. But
plus, that's real affordable.
Yeah.
Chuck roast is.
Well, tri-tip is too, actually.
Yeah.
It's very affordable. It's like $8-$9 a pound.
Right.
And it's a beautiful piece of meat.
Right.
I mean, I love grilling a tri-tip.
Very good. Yeah.
For a lot of reasons.
All right. So coming up next, I had a buddy that brought in some pastrami that he made at home, and I'm going to dive into it. I'm in the middle of this right now. I don't have it made yet, but I got the process started, and I wanted to share it with you because if mine comes out half as good as his, it's going to be fabulous. So we're going to maybe bust a Reuben when we get back. Stick with us.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys, and we're going to finish up on this cold weather grilling out in your backyard. Then I want to talk a little bit about pastrami, maybe. And a couple things that we didn't touch on yet is probably a great time to tune up your grill. Because you're going to be, especially if it's a gas grill, and that's what most people have, or even a charcoal grill, clean it. You know, make sure if it's gas, that your orifice is clean, that it hasn't, because it might have sat idle for a few weeks because this time of year you don't grill as much.
But you don't get any spiders in
it. Right, exactly. But just clean your stuff up. And then also, anything that you're going to do, just plan on it taking a little more time.
Yep.
When it's cold outside, you're going to have to preheat your equipment.
Yes.
Most everything is metal. Metal draws a lot of cold. You start putting heat to it. And it'll eventually heat up, but it's yeah. not like it does in the summer.
And if you waste a little gas or charcoal, that's okay.
Right.
Your temperature is everything.
Right.
Time and temperature is the rule for barbecue. And the cold weather does cause you a little. I find, though, like on my Cajun charcoal, once I get a fire going in that thing and I get that steel hot, it doesn't even notice the temperature outside because it's a thick metal grill. And that's where the better grills do perform a little better in the colder weather.
Right. Right, they
do. And then, of course, if you have a grill that has a nice lid, you might want to be closing the lid on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is not the time of year to look when you cook.
No.
Put it in there. Trust your judgment. You know, take a peek, but don't stand there with the grill open because you're going to lose a ton of your heat.
But if you are going to stand out there and grill in the cold, there are some nice, warm, hot toddies. And one that I kind of fabbed, I don't know if it's a thing, but I heated up at Christmas some apple cider.
Mm-hmm.
I put in some brown sugar and a little bit of cinnamon, and then I put a dollop of butter in it and warmed that up. And then when it was ready, I poured it over a nice shot of some dark rum. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, that is a beautiful thing to take outside.
A little
grill.
Applejack thing.
It's wonderful.
Going.
Yeah.
Very
good. That was very tasty. I'd like one right now, actually.
Right.
Maybe I won't quit for a year.
Right. Well, it'll be all right. So, you know, when you're a grilling guy, people come around and they bring things and they want you to try them. And most of the time you're just polite and go, yeah, that was really, really good. And maybe it was just okay. But I had occasion with a guy I work with that brought in some pastrami that he made over the holidays.
And just let me segue to that or butt in for just a second. That's a great point. And we've all been there.
Right.
And isn't it a delight when somebody you had no idea had skills brings you a piece of what they did, and you just go, you look at them like they're a rock star all of a sudden instead of just that guy that works in the cubicle next to you.
Yeah.
And that's happened to all of us, and it's a wonderful thing.
Right. So he gave credit where credit is due. This wasn't his recipe. It's not mine. A website, and they have YouTube videos on a guy that's called How to Barbecue Right. And .com, How to Barbecue Right, and it's bbqright.com. And this is his smoked brisket pastrami recipe. I got to talk slow. But anyway, basically he's working with either a whole packer brisket or the flat. But either way, you want to cut most of the fat off of this thing. He left like a half inch on the flat, and I'll go with the flat because the point or the deckle has a lot more fat, and you got to get real aggressive with a knife on that end, but you can buy these flats, right? And then
what's always used for corned beef,
right? And really, all I'm talking about is corned beef that is now smoked with a coating on the outside, which I'll get to. That makes it pastrami. If you just buy corned beef, or you corn your beef, which means what I'm going to talk about, the brine, then and you grilled it or put it on a flat top, then it's called corned beef. So it's the same recipe, other than the last part of this.
So you could technically just buy a corned beef, and you could put these spices on the outside of it if you wanted a shortcut.
Right.
And maybe you had a last-minute thought and didn't have the extra day or two to brine it.
Right. Or six, in this case, is what they're recommending. But we'll go the long way here. Your brine, which is a sugar, salt, pickling spice, garlic, cloves, about a dozen of them smashed in... And then here's the part I always want to talk about when you're making a brine. If you're using curing salt, which is part of this recipe, you need to use exactly what they tell you to use. This sodium nitrite is not terribly good for you, but it does its job, and it only needs to be there in moderation.
Yes.
So I'm doing 2 gallons of water, 2 cups of salt, 1 cup of sugar, 1/4 cup of pickling spices, and you can find those anywhere. You can find recipes to make your own.
Yeah, probably in your spice cabinet.
10 to 12 garlic cloves, but they're smashed. And then only 4 teaspoons of this pickling salt.
That's actually quite a bit.
Right. But you got 2 gallons of water.
Instacure is one brand you'll find.
Yep, exactly.
It's the pink stuff.
So you're going to put that all, you're going to boil that, bring it back down to temperature. And what you do is you boil that, all those spices, in 1 gallon of water, and then buy an 8-pound bag of ice, like you can buy at any store. And once you got your stuff up to boil, it releases all the aromatics and the oils in those spices and seasonings. Then just pour a bag of ice in there and let it melt, and that'll bring your brine back down to a temperature you can use. Because you don't want to cook the meat. You only want to release those spices in the brine. So you put that ice in there, and then I just used a big Ziploc bag, one of those giant ones that you can buy. You know, there's 4 or 5 of them in a pack that... You know, you store stuff in your closet with it and stuff. Well, I bought one of those, poured the brine in there, dropped in my trimmed brisket, and then just worked it to let all the air out and sealed that top and just put it's in the refrigerator now for the 4th of 6 days right now. So I haven't cooked it yet. So when the brining is done after 6 days, I'm going to take it out and I'm going to rinse it off because there was a lot of salt, 2 cups of salt in there, and I want to get all that off the surface that I can. And then I'm going to take in my rub. I let it dry, put it on a rack, and let it dry out a little bit. And I'm going to spread just a little mustard on there to make my rub stick. And it's not for flavor. It's the glue that holds the rub on there. Sugar, raw sugar, black pepper, granulated garlic, coriander, granulated onion, put that in there, the recipe. We'll post this recipe again.
Granulated onion.
Right. Onion powder.
Onion flakes?
Onion powder.
Onion powder.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Just a couple tablespoons of it.
I thought
there
was something I'd never tried.
Yeah. But make this rub. Shake it on there after you've spread the mustard. And then you're going to put this thing in the smoker about to 160. You're going to pull it and wrap it just like you would a brisket. Put it back on your smoker. I'm smoking it like 275. And then put it back on there till the inner temperature gets to about 205. Pull it off. Let it rest for an hour or two. And then you can do that in a dry cooler. That just lets the juices all redisperse. And unbelievable. This guy brought it in. He made it the day before. I actually ate it cold, and he'd already shaved it. But the flavor was unbelievable.
I'm dying to try it. Can't wait to get it done.
But anyway, let me give credit where credit's due. HowToBBQRight.com. That's on YouTube, and it's also a website. And this smoked brisket pastrami recipe is on there. Give it a try, because if mine turns out half as good as his, I'm
perfect,
it's a winner,
for
man.
The full belly deli.
Yeah, man.
So you might want to get some marbled rye.
Yeah.
And
Thousand Island sauerkraut and Swiss,
You could do some sauerkraut with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds cool.
Can't wait. But all right, coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. I see we haven't covered curry and ginger rubbed lamb chops with apricot lime sauce. Whew, that's going to be a good one. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan. 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Hey, welcome back. It is the final segment of Torture on the airwaves for you. Thanks for sticking with us. Hey, don't forget, if you want, we can send this to your phone or your device via podcast. And I do a lot of podcasting. I think a lot of people do. So it's an easy way to take us with you if you're going to go off on an extended trip, or you just don't like getting up at 7 a.m. on Sunday in Grand Rapids or whatever time it is in your market. Saturday up north on UPS 98.5. That's an easy one because everybody's up by 8 on Saturday.
Yep.
I think.
Sure.
I am. I'm up by 5.
But go to our website, The Grillin' Guys. There's a set of headphones upper right corner. Click on that.
Yeah, it'll give you the instructions.
Yep. Tell you how to do
it. Yes. So this one's really cool. It's a curry ginger rubbed lamb chop, and it's got an apricot lime sauce that goes with it. And I know Jop loves his lamb chops.
I do.
You probably watched Lammy Pie when you were a kid.
I don't think I did, but I can tell you I love me some lamb chops. There's no question.
This is pretty cool. Prepare your grill. In other words, get that baby fired up. And this time of year, give it a little extra time. And then you combine 2.5 teaspoons of curry powder and some minced peeled fresh ginger. I'm a big fan of fresh ginger, but you got to go easy with that
stuff.
Yeah,
it's strong.
It is
strong. You're right.
I love it, but some people don't. But you have to have the curry and the ginger, and then some olive oil, some salt and pepper, and you create a rub paste that you put all over 8 lamb chops.
Right, and they come in a little rack, conveniently packaged.
Yep.
And you just run your knife between the bones, and you're creating your own lamb chops.
Yep.
And so it's easy to do, but you got to do that. Cut them before you put the paste on.
Lamb sickles.
Right.
Yes, they're little lollipops.
Right.
You're going to grill these things for about 4 minutes, and you're going to brush in with the following sauce. You're going to have some apricot preserves mixed with lime juice and some raisins, and some fresh mint and balsamic vinegar, ketchup, Worcestershire sauce, and a little dash of hot sauce and pepper. After 4 minutes, turn these things and brush it again and apply another coat. What this is missing is I would take that marinade and I would heat it up a little bit before you do this and then let it cool so those raisins and everything get a chance to meld with the garlic and
the marmalade and all that other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so preserves, the hot sauce, just let it meld
together. The
other
thing I would do is I'd have my grill super hot when I put the meat on with the rub and not the marinade. And I'd put a minute or two on each side of those chops before I put that glaze on there. Because the glaze has got a lot of sugar in it with those apricot preserves that it could caramelize and burn if you leave it on there too long.
Well, you're not going to. You're going to flip them in 2, 3, 4 minutes, depending on how thick you cut them. So you do it however you want.
Yep. But I'm just the guy that cooks lamb chops, and you do not want them overdone.
Yeah.
This is a medium to medium rare
piece
of meat.
That's why I want to put the glaze on as soon as I put them on, because they're not going to be on long. And a real man would do it that way, and we forgot to do man law.
Well,
so
there
it's
you
time
go.
For
you
little
got
man
time.
Law.
Now you're
today's man law. Under no circumstances may two non-related men share a bed or anything which can be perceived as a mattress.
There you go.
Fortunately, at deer camp, my brother-in-law is related, because when we got an extra guy up there, he had to bunk back in the king with me in the back of the motorhome.
Yeah.
But we had separate sleeping bags.
You got all snuggy, though, right? Yeah, you woke up and you were spooning him, and you're like, ah!
Neither one of us complained about snoring, so I was like, I sleep like a dead man. I lay down, and I'm like, in 30 seconds, I'm out.
Right.
And I don't know who's next to me, so I don't even care.
Right, yeah. I've heard that about you.
Have at it.
Yeah. But anyway. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week and listening to this banter back and forth, but hey, if you get a chance, get out in your backyard, create some grill envy. It's not too late. This is a great time of year to do it. And hopefully we gave you some tips and techniques that'll make it a little easier for you. So we look forward to talking with you next week. See you!